Shunan Hain Gittin continued to test Arahe Tov Shalom test March 18th, 1979 on Sunday.
When the kinyan, when the ishe is not in zeichet, let's say balkon. So that's the ksenis. So the ksenis can explain it when she does it. That by get the ishe does not even have to acquire title in the parcha. You only disintegrate. So if the ishe is not zeichet, according to the ksenis, so when is there aloche? That there must be direct nisine and kligitach malgabi karkin is possible. That is, if the issue is not zeichet, so then what is the special nisakosu? That even without zchiyin the gate, so she for nisine greide she becomes divorced. So then the aloche is there has to be direct nisine. But if it's done for the king and agit. For the king Agir, Es Rashi explains it in Azeva, in the Gemara there, that I am Zayim on the base, how Hush Shrimira, because of the Gittel in Bise, but the Pani the Mare Shabbos, so the get was written Zayim, Erev Shabbos, late in the afternoon, but he speak with Meisvei, with Meisvei, but they had no opportunity to carry out the Nisine before Shabbos. Everything was done, the get was written, signed before Shabbos, and then it became Shabbos, the sun set, before the Baal was able to hand it over to the Isha. And then Shabbos, so he took a turn to the worse, and he was on the verge of death, and the Chachomim were afraid that he might die before Shabbos expired. Also, it comes to the Omer, Zimu Omer, Likin Alei, Lahu Duchte, the Yosef Begite, Vitez Liye, Vitechon, Vitifcha, Vitiftach, Vitarze. So, the Rashbo explains it on the basis of Kinyin Chotza. In other words, the Ishe would make a Kinyin Chazoke, she would close the door, the room, so that would be Kinyin Chazoke. So the Mele, she would be king of the get for king of Chotza, and Chotza Tam Yatsu, then it's in the same mamish. But Rashi explains it on the basis of Aged. So the question is, but Nisina is like it. So we cannot say, as the Ksei says, that where the Ishe agrees to be divorced, so then the Nisina is not even required. So then she can be divorced by just being king of the get. When is the sinner required? When the ishe is not kenned again, but when the ishe is kenned again, so without the sinner, for kinyan agit kemikashet, that's a very strange thing. Very strange thing. I mean, it's even strange that the ktzei says it. But so we explain the Rashi that what Rashi means, because Rashi agrees with the shita that goes so shrek. Then the Gemara that chovovim b'mitzie the sugi of the shosich tvei. In other words, that in order that Chotza should be kene, so it has to belong to the person, the Chotza has to belong to the Zeicher first, and then it must be dropped into the Chotza. But if it was placed in the Chotza before it was the Chotza of the Zeicher, so then there is no Kinyan Chotza. Then there is no Kinyan the Chotza, and that's the reason as to why the Bala Chotza, the Bala Gal, cannot acquire title in the treasure. In the treasure that originally thousands of years ago belonged to the Canaanites, to the ancient Eidikichomi in the Eretz Yisrael. So, because if this treasure was in the Gal, was in the Chotzer, before this Bala Chotzer acquired title in the Gal, in the Chotzer. So, in Mele, that's the quest That's the Agudas Oshchus Teretz, and there's the Tisa Shans Teretz. So Rashi Shita is also like that. Now, so then the question arises, so how about the whole halacha of Gittin Vachatzir Boi Mekechot? What does Gittin Vachatzir Boi Mekechot mean? Gittin Vachatzir Boi Mekechot means that if the Baal wrote a get on a piece of parchment, and then he put this piece of parchment in his chotzer, in his house, and then he wrote Ishtar Matone. He wrote Ishtar Matone on the chotzer, and then he gave the Ishtar Matone to the Isha. So then it's Gittin Vachatzir Boi Mekechot. But how could the, because Chatzirum Tam Yad is Raboi, but according to the Tisu Shamitz, according to Raboi Soshre, there is no Kir Chotzea, if the Chifetz wasn't the Chotzea before the Bala Chotzea became the owner of the Chotzea. So here too, he put the get in his Chotzea, and then later on, So the Isha became the owner of that Chotzer. So there is no King Chotzer. The answer is, so we say Kitov Chatzir Boim Keachot, but there shouldn't be any King Chotzer. The answer is that there are two halachas. First of all, there is halacha of Nisine. And then there is halacha she has to, not like the Tzeis, she has to be Kene. So as far as the Kinyan of the Get is concerned, it doesn't make any difference how she is Kene. Whether she is Kene through Kinyad or she is Kene through Kinyan Agen. She can be kinyan through any kinyan. So that's in regard to the kinyan aspect. But then there is a prerequisite of nisine. So the mele, the aloche, the dagoi social, this is Shant mentioned, that there is no kinyan chotzer. If the chifetz was placed in the chotzer before the bala chotzer became the binding of that chotzer, that applies only to the kinyan chotzer. But as far as Nisine is concerned, so we say, Gittin Vachatzir Boi Mekechot, it's considered as a Nisine. So, but, the Kinyan was lacking, so the Kinyan of the Get took effect to Agin, not to Kinyan Chotzer. But, so in Meile, we have to say, but that goes without saying that an Isha couldn't be divorced if there is no Nisine. Even if she is Kene through a certain Kinyan, Midaito. But without any sinner, she couldn't be divorced. So the question is, how does Tesis say, how does Tesis even consider this passage, this pshat, that the Reisha is referenced to the king of Mamish Loshten, and the reason is why it's Lohid Lachamise, because the Chachomim were not misaken, the king of Mamish Loshten and Gamish Tores, the implication being that if the Chachomim had intended to be misaken, to apply the king of Mamishloshten to Shtores. So then the Yishe could be divorced to the king of Mamishloshten. How could she be divorced? And King Yad is worse than the king of Mamishloshten, insofar as the king is concerned. That's the king of Midraise. Still, by Klikita Kolka Vikarke, couldn't be divorced. So how could she be divorced to the king of Mamishloshten? So we have to say, now, inasmuch as Tesis says, Va'ayro Shil Yisho Yitzvikach. So that means, and so, So we have to apply that Mishnah, according to that Pshat, we have to apply that Mishnah to the following situation. In other words, certain facts are mentioned by Jesus, explicitly. In other words, the husband, Ruvei, wrote the get, and the get is fully executed, written and signed. And then, because he wanted to consider it as to whether he should divorce his wife with that get or not, so Mele he deposited that get, he deposited that get with Shimon. Shimon was the Mifket. And then Ruvein, the husband and his wife, and Shimon, the Mifket, the Shemer, was standing in the same room. And Shimon was holding the get. Shimon was holding the get, and Ruvein said to him, and the Isha said to Shimon, because she saw that the husband wants to divorce her. And the Isha said to Shimon, I hereby appoint you as my Shliach Ivoy. As my Shliach Ivoy. And what does Shliach Ivoy mean? We explained the meaning of Shliach Ivoy. Because Shliach Likabole is a Shliach in a twofold sense. First of all, is a Shliach to be zeiche in the get on behalf of the Isha, and then he's also in shliach that his yad should be the yad of the Isha. So shliach l'kabole is a shliach in a twofold sense. Shliach l'ivoye is a shliach in one sense, not in twofold sense. It, what is shliach levoy? Shliach levoy means that the isha appoints the shliach so that his yad should be heard. But she doesn't appoint him to carry out the maisekinyan and the shriya in the get. That not. So the melee, when the Baal hands over the get to the shliach levoy, so only one aspect of the gerushin is realized. The tzina aspect. But the kinyan aspect is not realized until the shliach levoye hands over the get to the ish. So there is such a thing. So in other words, according to that possible pshat, so the ratio of the Mishnah has reference to a case where the get was deposited by the husband with Shimon, and the husband, Reuven, and Shimon, the Nifket, and the Isha of Reuven, the wife of Reuven, are standing in the same room, and the Isha wants to be divorced, and the Isha said to Shimon, I hereby appoint you as my Shliach Levoye, and then the Reuven, the husband, picked up that get, and he gave it to Shimon, and he said, ten get zeh. So melech, but Shimon was appointed as a shliach levoy. So that means that the sin was realized. But what is lacking? What is lacking? The kinyan. So the kinyan, since it's by mishloshten, so we could say, as far as the kinyan, as far as the nisinah is concerned, the nisinah aspect is concerned, so that was realized. What is lacking? The shliach in the shtar. The shliach in the shtar. So maybe that according of my mishloshten, so applies to shtores too. So the melech we have kebes and have care. The moment the Baal Reuven gave Shimon the get to Shimon, and he said, he was Meisel Yang Yad to Shimon, and he said, Ten get zel ishti. So you ask, I mean, why should he act that way? But in one pshat you have to say that according to that pshat, so the Baal acted in a very strange way. Because after all, it, according to that pshat, so the Ishe must be around, must be present, and the Ishe must be willing to be zeichin again. So why does he have to say 10? Why can't he give the head, the get, to the Ishe directly? So obviously the Mishnah has reference to such an unusual situation. So maybe we can inject another unusual fact. In other words, that the Ishe, in addition, appointed Shimon as her shliach levoye. And the Baal, at that moment, the Baal Reuven was meisir the get. He took it from him, or from his pocket, and or from his drawer, whatever, wherever it was, and he took it, the get from him, and he was meisir to Shimon, and he said, ten get ze lish. And it was by mishloshti. So if the Chachomim had intended to apply the Takone of Baal Shloshten to Shtores, so then the Nesine was realized by virtue of the fact that Shimon was a Shliach Levoy of the Ishi. And the Kinyan aspect would be realized through the effectiveness of Baal Shloshten. So the Mishnah tells us now that the Chachomim did not apply the Takone of Baal Shloshten to Shtores. This is how we have to explain it. Alright. Now, Goli Moshach, Teime my poich, Ho kaimron, Mitzvah kaim di rames, In ke leke mas nisn di bori, Mishu mitzvah kaim di rames, Yesh le mati de chachom in kli gare meyer, Viles leu, Mitzvah kaim di rames, Ava gavi kaimron, Ki re meyer, Viboy leu, Me mas nisn ki chidoi, Ki de ashram per kolaget, ומוי כשמוי או מס ניסן כרידוי כרב יאיסי לא מרוסי שזה אין כדייך אבל גם לפני כמה לא מציעה שבה שמוי אל כבו עושה בואי יש לי מעט מימות צבאי כמס ניסן משל דימית זו ליקאים דיברה המס דים קיין מהי אל יציבורי אף לא יציבורי נאב ניסו בחד מורה מצוי קיין שי אחד לא לבי מיובה דיבורי ויחי שינו לימון הקובו מדלוי פירי Lintena, ule rab kube tikshe, de leite me mishe limitzu le kaim di rames, af rei tzibur. So why does Rab say, vi hushe tzibur im nochi? So let Rav, since we fast like a mayor, that we kind of mess. So let Rav apply it even to a case of Eitzibori, but on the basis of Mislekaid Rames. Yes, Lema, the Rav is on the Kramea, El Kramea, he can post two of the Kramea, Nami Kramea, way before Shabbatan. Now, what was the first Kasha of Rabbatan? When the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can this Mishneh, to what does this Mishneh reference to? If it is, it has reference to Bori, so even if it is Sibori, Bori requires Tien. And if it is reference to Shrimra, so Shrimra doesn't require Tien, don't give a Shrimra, so even if it's not Sibori, give a Shrimra, Kirsun Resun Dami. In other words, what do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that the Aloch of Dima Shirma Kersum Surun Damye applies to a real girl also. Let's say, suppose Ruvain lent Shimon $1,000. And Ruvain is a Shrivna. And Ruvain says, the $1,000 that Shimon owes me, I wanted to be given to be paid to Levi. And if it's a Shrimra, even if it's not the Lamish Moshe, so he's came. Because the Aloch of Diva Shrimra Kshirsim Damye applies to no roles. Alright. So Tesis, Rabbi Tam's Kashi, the Tesis, the original Kashi was, why does the Moreh have difficulties with explaining the Mishneh, with applying the Mishneh? Because Monefshah, if he deals with Bori, So then, even if it's a boring, holy Moshe, and if it is a Mishrimra, even if it's not a boring, why couldn't the Gemara apply the Mishneh to a boring? But then he died. So then, and we pass him into the kind of a mess. So the law of the kind of a mess applies even to its avoy by boring, who did not anticipate to die. So Mimele, it is so Mimele, the Mishneh says that the two monies of twenty omeis hit maramise because of mitkandi ramis. So the first teretz of Tesis was that because there is a machlekes tanoim as to whether we say mitkandi ramis, and Rabbi Yisi holds that we don't say mitkandi ramis. So Mimele, the Gemara didn't want to apply the Mishneh according to Rami. That's one thing. Then Tesis gives another teretz, that it couldn't be on the basis of the kind of Rames, because if it's on the basis of the kind of Rames, so even if it's not Zibori, so we apply the aloha of the kind of Rames. But then Rabbi Tam says, no, we couldn't explain the Mishneh on the basis of the kind of Rames, because Rabbi Tam says, before Shabbatam, In other words, if he is mashlish a certain chayfetz in another person, and he says, I want you to give it to this and this person, and then it happens, even though at the time when he left something next, with that time when he deposited something next row, so he didn't anticipate to die. But if he did die, so there is a loch of mitzvah kind of a mess. But if he doesn't deposit something in escrow, if he's not mashlish, so then there is no aloha of mitzvah kind of a mess. It's a big chiddush. Many rishonim are chiddushim on this limitation imposed by Rabbi Tam on the principle of mitzvah kind of a mess. Because this limits it to only to a specific situation when he deposits something in escrow. So, when before Rabbi Tam Rami is gone, he's going to be able to get the money from the money from the money from the money from the money from. So that's why the Gemara couldn't explain the Mishneh of the money from the money from the money on the basis of Mitzvah Kain the Rames. He says, Tabisa bi yure, we have a hand bi tag is kan yo ames. Bi tres auf in suse, shi yib git mir auf weg, we fi shi kot mit trimo mis im rab mori. Na rab mori baroch. So al kedin he the mother. His mother was rosh. But al kedin had no father. He had no legal father. He only had the biological father. Isaac Yure, at the time he married Rochel, the mother of Rav Mori, so he was a goy. And she conceived from him while he was a goy. But then, before she gave birth to Rav Mori, so he was misguided himself. So Rav Mori was the Rosh Hashanah of Kedusha, the Midose of Kedusha. So the mother is a mother, but the father is not a father. He's a total stranger. But still, since he was the biological father, so he was devoted to Rav Mori. And he was proud of a biological son like Rav Mori, Isaac Yure. So Mele, Isaac Yure was a Shechinra, and he had deposited, some time before, he had deposited 12,000 zuzu with Rochel. And then Isaac Yure was expressing, was indicating his intention, his wish, that upon his death, the 12,000 zuz should be given to Rav Mori, his biological son. So Rove was the shemer of the 12,000 zuz. So Rove said there is no way in the world how Isaac Yure can impose upon me, can force me, that the 12,000 zuz upon his death, that I should turn over the 12,000 zuz to Rav Mori. Because on what basis could Rav Mori get title in the 12,000 zuz? Because of divrei shchivra kirsur dami. Isaac Yure was a shchivra, so divrei shchivra matone shchivra ki yirush shavi rabbanon. So since he's a ger and he has no yoshim, so b'meile there is no takone of divrei shchivra kirsur dami. And then for my mishloshim, so I have the alternative not to come to his house. That my mishloshim would be if Kobe and Rav Mori and Isaac Yure would be in the same room. And then and Isaac Yure would say to Rove, the Shemer, the Nifke, now you give the 12,000 zuz upon my death, you give it to Isaac Yure. I mean, or you give it right now. I mean, he doesn't have to say upon my death. With my mishloshim. But I am a prayer not to come to his house if he calls me. So anyway, he cannot affect the transfer of the 12,000 zuz to Rav Mori through my mishloshim. So then the Chachomim heard of that story, and the Chachomim were interested. That in the fact that Rav Mori should get the 12,000 zuz, so that the Chachomim, one of the Chachomim and wise, Isaac Yure to make a doye, an admission, b'fnei edim, that the 12,000 zuz that Rove has, as a pikudim from him, belongs to Rav Mori all the time, even though it was not true. So we see from this Gemara that the doyes baldin is a kinyan, even when it cannot be effective, b'tiras biru, yes, in this case. Because all the Chachomim knew that it wasn't true, because that was manipulated by the Chachomim, that Isaac Yure should make such an admission. So it wasn't true, so it couldn't be effective with Tiras Biro, with Tiras Nemones, because they knew it wasn't true. And he was advised to make such an admission, even though it wasn't true. That, this is a Kinyan. So, according to most Rishonim, this is a Kinyan by everybody. According to the Rosh, Rishonim Kubetzes, so with this it can only be effective with Tiras Nemones. But in the case where we know that it is not true as here, so with this it couldn't transfer title. But by Geir, who could not transfer anything through Matone Shrimra, so the Chachomim made this special takone, special kinyan, or with this anyway, whatever the reasons. So the Gemara says there, So Rabbi Tam mentions Raya from the Gemara, because there there the Gemara had a problem. The Chachamim considered, how is it possible to force Rove that he should have to turn over the tracer of Azuze, to Rav Mor? So the Chachamim advised Isagiura to make him goy. But if the Aloch of Mitzvikayim Dibrames applies even to a case where it's not deposited in escrow, it's not given in escrow, some male Rove would be forced to turn over upon the death of Isagiura to turn over the tracer of Azuze to Rav Mor, because that's the wish, that's the expressed wish of the mess. So maybe he could be forced to turn it over on the basis of Mitkani Rames. The answer is no. The law of Mitkani Rames doesn't apply here. Why doesn't it apply here? Because Mitkani Rames is only when the money is given in escrow for that particular purpose. But at the time when Rav Isamiyura deposited with Rome, at that time he didn't express, when he gave it to him in escrow, so he didn't express his wish that it should go to Rav Mori. Then later on, when he was very sick, and when he expected to die, so then he expressed that wish. So since the wish was not simultaneous with the turning over of something in escrow, so maybe there is no aloche of Mr. Kanyamis. This is Rav Tamsa. V'yeshlo itrit. V'shemo ulamvino mitzvah kaini rames elo kishashomish misratz v'robe lo yochofitz li yishomish itrit. So this is, he says v'yeshlo itrit. Because I believe the emes, Rav Tam holds that the aloch of mitzvah kaini rames is shayach even if the shomish is not misratz. Even though Rav Tam limits it to the case where there is a shloshe, but it doesn't require the consent of the one with whom he is mashmash. Ve'im din Rav Tam, another teretz is why Issa Giura could not give away the tracer of Azuze to Rav Mor through the principle of Mishkan Rames, because just as Rikabe Dirishri Maki so in Tamye. So it's Kirush Shavi Rabbanon. So the Aloch of Mishkan Rames also Kirush Shavi Rabbanon. And it can only apply to someone who can transmit property through Yerushi. But a girl who has no children, so who cannot transmit any property to the Yorshim through Yerushe, so he cannot transmit through Mitzvikai Ramesi. They don't tell me, no, I'm Mitzvikai Ramesi, or is Yerushe 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 Mitzvikai Now this Gemara, I want to mention it because this Gemara was used by Gretz, the historian, the Jewish historian, as a basis for attacking Rov. So Gretz, in his chutzpah, in his amaratzias, so he assumed that Rov was a very greedy person, and in other words, he tried to keep everything for himself. And according to him, so according to Gretz, so he tried to keep the 12,000 zoos, 12,000 zoos that Issa Giura deposited with him for himself. And he mentions this Gemara as a rat. So Yavetz in his rebuttal of Gretz Chutzpah, so he explains it as follows, and it's remarkable that what Yavet says is mentioned by the Rav Amiri in Gdushin. The Rav Amiri in Gdushin. Maybe in Gittin, I don't remember. Either the Rav Amiri in Gittin or in Gdushin. So he says himself, this is what Yavet says. And the Rav Amiri says it. So Yavet says that Rove did not, Chas V'Sholem, try to keep the money, the 12,000 zoos for himself. But the Mishnah in Shvi says that if somebody deposited money, let's say, if somebody deposited money with a ger who is a Rosh Shaloi Bikdushe, who has a son that is a Rosh Shaloi Bikdushe, who is a Rosh Shaloi Bikdushe, so he's not mechuyev al-pedin to give it to the son, because al-pedin is not his son. But if he does return it to that biological son who legally is not his son. So in that word there is a kima mitzvah. So Rabbi wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah. This is how Yahweh explained it, and the Rav Amiri mentions it. So Rabbi wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ruach HaChomim Nechimim. So, and here, so he didn't want that Issa Giyure should be chayov, affect the transfer or the tracer of Ezuze to Rav Mori, because then he wouldn't be, then it would belong to Rav Mori be chayov of Issa Giyure. So Meile, he wouldn't have that mitzvah. He wouldn't have that mitzvah. And he wanted to have that mitzvah of the Tamar Ziruah HaChomim Nechimim. Ruach HaChom, I think the Miri in Dushi says it, David Chess. So, of Amar Ziruah HaChom Nechimim. So, in many ways, he said, Issa Giyure wanted to effect the transfer through my Mishrosh. So he said, I'm not going. So, in many ways, then I'll be dean. It will be my money. I'll be entitled to that money legally. But, so then I'll be mekayem mitzvah when I return it upon the death of Issa Giyure, I'll be returning it to Rav Mori. So this is what Yahweh says in rebutting Gretz attack of Roveh. So, and the Rav Miri mentioned such a pshat. And then, Rishayim mentioned other pshatim that Roveh really did not want to keep it for himself. He wanted to keep it for the Anim, for the Bnei Yeshiva, the Anim, who didn't have any money, and Rav Mori himself was a Noshir. I mean, there are all kinds of explanations to explain how is it that Roveh acted that way. But it's very interesting that the pshat that Yavetz gives is mentioned by the Rav Amiri. And Yavetz did not see this Rav Amiri, because that this manuscript of the Miri and Dushin was dug out, I mean, a number of years after the death of Zeviyahu. Alright. Iswar in the Garse, Shribira, Shomachim, Moniplainim, Minichosai Leisni, Monezem Eisni, Monestame Eisni, Yume Monekom Koma, Umifove Shriv, so in other words, a different Girse to the Girse in our text. Yeah, our text, the Girse is, and that's the Girse that takes this. Says is the correct girls, but there was another girls. Shriv mera sheomar tnu mon vitleinim chosai neisni mon ezem neisni mon estam neisni dima mon ekom ekoma ufor shriv dohak tchshov am chosai neisni ma pilo ma mon estam lo yichashin o mi mon ekovo kim she mitzav roset mishalei reitze she itnu mikom boki vo dikton mon ezem neisni ki she mitzav roset mishalei elo she neide veila tnu mon vitleinim. Because she is from the Yodi, who come from the Stami Neisim, the Romani Kom Koma, she made the Shushal Pleini, who must be Snaire, be Pikon, who in Hoche, be Inon, Tziburi, the Loi Tziburi, Chashinon, the Mone Kobu, Chashinon, Mone Kobu, so according to that Gilse, and this chart of that Gilse, the Ri ultimately rejects that Gilse and that chart, but the Ri explains that Gilse. So according to the Rishpshat in that Yirse, so Rav is saying that Rav says that Alohe, that money stam is an Eisnin only in connection with the money of Pikon. But if the money, if the Shriv Merah says it in connection with the money that allegedly belongs to him, so then we are not Chishish for money Kobo. We're not really Chishish for money Kobo. Only if it's in respect to a money that is not the Shrimras. That is not the Shrimras, a money of Pikon. So then we have to be Cheshish. But if it's in connection with his own money, we don't have to be Cheshish. We don't have to be Cheshish for the money come. For money come. We'll count the money stamina is in the money come. Come as well. Shemay the shoes of my new mask is in. So in other words, so then we have to say, according to Rav Pope, so the Mishnah has reference to Ishrimra, where he said, "New money lishpleini in connection with the money that is not his." The Ishrimra said that you more nishpleni, a money that somebody that nishpleni because the pleni deposited with me, that is not his. So, we'll come on a stamp, and they still do money come come up. She made a shoe pleni, who must be snide and be coming. Law have been on tibuli, the blow tibuli, chashinon, limone come. Now, but if he says, no money will play me, money stamp, not money ze, in connection with his own money, so even by Shimra, we are not cheshish for money kovo. Now the question is, why aren't we cheshish for money kovo money pshach? If you say that money kovo, the possibility of money kovo is so remote, we don't have to be cheshish for it. So we may lay, so even if he says it in connection with a pikotin, that in other words, that the plainly deposited with the Shechid Mara is a pekodim. But if it's something so remote, it's a new chain of motzu, so mele, so even moment, so we can rely on Rov, I mean, because this mute is such a new chain of motzu, so mele, we can rely on Rov, and this is very remote. So even if the money is a money of a pekodim that the plainly allegedly deposited with the Shechid Mara, we should be righteous. So, if we are chesh, apparently, it's not such a remote possibility. It's not so remote. If it's not so remote, so why shouldn't we be chesh if he says it in connection, even if he says it in connection with his own money? What difference does it make? There is aloha in Eurim Ramanachar, so we cannot be made money on the basis of law. But if something is so remote, so then we can rely on that kind of law. So even if it is in connection, even if the Shrimra says modestam in connection with the money that is a pikodon that was deposited by the plainly with the Shrimra, we still should be cheshish. So why are we cheshish? Because it's not so remote. If it's not so remote, we should be cheshish even if he says it in connection with his own money. So what the chat? I mean, just to understand it. So he says, what is the money that is missing? It's ours, I'm sorry. And we should need it. Maybe we have two money to the country, we can't be money stamp. Hey, listen, we do money come. What he says, the Shom, I mean, the Hosa is listening at Loma money stamp. We have seen a money come. Keep it, she meets some of us is Michelin. So what does he mean? No, because there is a loch of it goes for the Chinese. No. And we see that according to most Rishonim, except the Rosh, he should be Kovetz Yisrael Basra, he's a Yochid. But all the other Rishonim say that it applies, that we be saying even when it's not effective, Vitiras Biron, Vitiras Lemones, but it's effective as a Kinyan. So the Mele, too, it's possible that there is a possibility, and it's not so remote that we shouldn't be chishish for it in the moment. It is natural. We have to be chishish for it. So the melee, because of that chosheh, maybe it reference to him on a koko, so the melee, it could be effective with Tirasbiro, because of the possibility. But even when it's not effective with Tirasbiro, so Idoi is effective as a kinyan. So as a kinyan, so we have to consider it from the plain meaning of his admission. And if the plain meaning of the admission is that he does not have reference to a monekovo, so maybe it's considered as ego. Even though there is such a possibility. And it's not so remote. But that's certainly not the plain meaning of his expression. On the surface, so he admits that there is no monekovo that should be given. That any money, should be given to that plane. So, in other words, so there is a doye. So, since there is a doye, so the mele, even if in his back in his mind, he meant him on a couple, so it is a key and because of a doye, because of the key of this. Or, vintage, vamay in kiram picote, little matone, kidimash maloshin tru, vatu leitzi boy. Usually, according to that, Gil said, so why did Rav have to limit the Mishneh to a case of Tziburin because the Mishneh has reference to the Kodon, How does he know that the Mishnah is referenced with Pekodin? Mimele he has to say, Vihushit Zibur Menachim, maybe the Mishnah has reference to his own money, not to the money of Pekodin. So Mimele he does not have to be limited to the case of Zibur Menachim. V'yesh leima, the hok for Hashmoni lo basre, yidil shlima chifsum v'sum yidami. Aber Pekodin Hashmimon, lo yichashimon, shem lo shaloi lashbi azbon afein lakim. The chit mishayim atnu, he doi gmuri. Ochei, koshel uri al ze. Din kei, amai, moi kelo bishriv mira. So, bitbor enam emotze leik me bichai davne. Because if we say that the trap has reference to a money of his own, so then we understand as to why we have to apply the Mishnah to a Shrimra. We cannot apply the Mishnah to a Bori, because a Bori requires Kinyan, Bori Moshe. But Shrimra does not require Kinyan, because Dibri Shrimra Kirsum is Sundami. But if the Mishnah is referenced to a money of Pekodin, so in other words, so this person who died, he said that this money always belonged to the plainy. So when the Yoshi give it to the plainy, they do not give him something new. They give the plainy the return to the restore to the plainy that which always belonged to the plainy. So maybe there couldn't be any kasha. So you may be boring, kitzburi may have only Moshe. What the Moshe? It's not something new that has to be given that requires a kinyan. It's something that belongs to the plainy. So does he need Mishire? So he says, So why does Rav say that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Tzibori? Lochin miren uregasinon minchos hayesmin el afilu bimatone chayshinon mimone kovo. So now we cannot test the kashe. Why doesn't he apply it to Bori? If according to the other girl said that the Mishnah is reference to Pekodin, so maybe we could apply it to Bori too, because it doesn't require any mishiche. But according to this girl, so the girl said we have. So the Mishnah is reference to a money of his own. So maybe we cannot apply it to Bori, because a Bori, so then the question arises, even if Tzibur Menachim, but only Moshe, but Shrimra, so it doesn't require any Mishiche, because the only Shrimra, I can assume so down. Lochinire, we got seen in the Chosa Nesli, Ela Filu, Bimatone, Chashino Monekovo, El Garcino, Milchosai, Monezeh Nesli, Monestam, Enesli. Kosova, Rav Kope, Kiro Marav, Lishmiru, Ispikot, Mubim Tema, or Rav Kope, Rav Kufe, Amai, Amai, Loike, Maslisim, Mamishloshim, Vafleim, Tzibuim, Vichitem, Yushim, Mamashma, Lishne, Maslisim, Mamishloshim, Inkim, Haitaime, Havel, Lemeima, רפות לא מכר זבין, יש להם הרב אדם מסניס ומשמע לרב זבין, לרב, מהמד גימו, וכל מוקים דוס הרפות למפלוג הרב זבין, משמע שלא יש לקרע ביתם, דיבישו מיניה לא ימיף לשם מילצה לרב משמע משלוש. ממים לתום התנו ולתום הכיסו, ואם תאים ההוד יקטון התנו, השמינון, דף לאוכן כיפינס היוש נשחר, תראה בדיפולית בירושאו מהדרבונון, ויאמר ותנו להווה כשחררו, אלו ככיסו, ויהיה כיף. In other words, the Yerushalmi, this doesn't mention the whole Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says that the whole aloche of mitzvah kain b'rames is only shayev when there is a directive, there is an order, there is an instruction. But suppose the Shrimra says, not Shrimra, but mitzvah kain b'rames applies to Bori just as it applies to Shrimra, as long as he... As soon afterwards he died, even though he was a boy and didn't anticipate any death. So suppose the deceased, the one who ultimately died, said, I hereby give 1,000 zuz in matone to the plague. He didn't say, I order you, I direct you, I instruct you. There was no tzivu. He just said, I hereby give 1,000 zoos to the plague. And then, 5 minutes later, he had a heart attack, and he died. So there is no aloha of Mitzvah Kaindu Vames. Mitzvah Kaindu Vames is only shayach when the person directed someone to do. So then, there is aloha of Mitzvah Kaindu Vames that he has to fulfill the wish of the mess, of the deceased. And even though, I mean, the according to most... person gave a directive, directed someone, whether the Yoshim or the Nifke, if the person who died, if the deceased directed someone, the Yoshim or the Nifke, someone within whose control it is to fulfill the wish of the deceased. So if the deceased in his lifetime directed someone to give something, a certain sum of money, to another person, so then the beneficiary of the tzavoyeh, even though the tzavoyeh was not made in anticipation of death, so that the beneficiary of that tzivuh, acquires a zchus to recover that amount of money that the deceased directed someone to give them. So it's not mitzvahs. It is a monetary zchus, but that monetary zchus becomes a vested interest in the beneficiary only if the deceased directed, he gave a directive, an order, an instruction. Not if he just said, I hereby give 1,000 zuz to the player. So then, and then he died. So the Yoshim not mechuyev to give 1,000 zuz. Because in the Bura Baalme, the player couldn't acquire title in 1,000 zuz, and there was no tzivu, there was no imperative. So in other words, so that zchus takes effect only on the basis of an imperative, of a directive by the deceased. So if someone says, if he said, money color the play, and then he died, the Yoshim cannot be told him to, are not obligated to give the money to the play, because he didn't express any directive. But if he says, no, one of the plane, then he died, then the Yoshim can be forced to give that money to the plane. So the Yoshalmi says as follows. If the Odin says, now the Aloche of this kind of Ames applies to Shichol Ve'Avodim also. That's the Mor HaShoyach. That if the Odin, before he died, the Odin in his lifetime said, plainly Shifchosi, also we call a Schuach. Asulo kereswach. What does it mean, asulo kereswach? Means you should be shachar. And then he died. He didn't expect to die. Then he died. So king fin is ayoshim mishachar. Because then there is a tzim. But suppose the Odin said, harei shifchosi mishochars. Mipnei shoso li kereswach. He just said it all. Now, that he, the David could not be yetzel shichro just by the fire of the Odin. And then he died, so we basically is not keeping the Yoshim to be Mishachar the Shifra, because he didn't express any directive. So there is a machlekes between Reb and Rabbonon. Suppose he says, Nu shtar shicho le'abdi, and then he died. Nu shtar shicho le'abdi. He didn't give it to anybody, but he just said he was holding the shtar shicho, and he said, Nu shtar shicho le'abdi, and then a few minutes later, he died. So according to Rabbanon, we are keeping the Yoshim to be Mishachar. Because according to Rabbanon, Gnu has the connotation of an imperative. According to Rebbe, Gnu does not have the connotation of imperative. But it only represents a Minu Ashlichus. In other words, Gnu, what does it mean? Kisvut Gnu. In other words, he is appointing someone to write the get. Or if the get is already written, and so he's appointing someone as a shliach to give the get. To give the get, but not as a directive. He's just appointing shliches. When somebody appoints someone as a shliach, does that constitute an imperative? No. So there's a machlokes. So we take a hodik to mitnu ashmi lachlochi kim zayosh mishachar kerebe. The polik beirushalma the rabbanu vama mitnu vehavi kishichru. Elu kikisvu vein keiv. If he says kisvu, then everybody agrees that it's not an imperative. It's only minu ashliches. It's only in the Shlichus. The Yishlimah, the Masmissim was Tashmin, and the Kayu Ames,
and the Kayu Ames, and the Kayu Ames, and the Kayu Ames, and the Kayu Ames, and the Kayu Ames, and the Kayu Ames, and
zum Tanya Bame ist. It's a machleki, there's a machleki between Rabbi and Rabbi Isi, but here we pass from like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Isi. There is a halacha of Mitzvah Kain Dibermes. So, Tesha says the Kashi, why did the Gemara ask the Maya Skino, Nilin, the Gori, Kitzipuri Maya, the Moshach, or the Shimra, the Maya Kitzipuri, Kitzipuri Name? So the Kashi was, why couldn't he explain the Mishnah on the basis of this Kain Dibermes? So there are several tovotim. And then Rabbi Tam says that the halacha of Mitzvah Kanji Rames is only shayach when it's mashmash b'tchilo. But when it's not mashmash b'tchilo, so then there is no halacha of Kanji Rames. And at first Rabbi Tam mentioned the Raya from Mitzvah Giyure. But then, according to the second b'tchilish by Rabbi Tam, so there is no Raya from the Gemara of Mitzvah Giyure. Because the second b'tchilish of Rabbi Tam is that Mitzvah Kanji Rames is analogous to and just as the halacha of Divrei Shchimra Kichsuvim Chibsuvim Damye is like Yerusha, and mainly it doesn't apply to a Geah who cannot be Meirish, like he said Yure, so the halacha of the Mitzvah Kanji Rames is also like Yerusha, and it cannot apply to a Geah like he said Yure. So mainly there is no right for the family more of Isa Yure. For the first chiddush of Rabbi Tam, but this is Rabbi Tam's chiddush that the halacha of mitzvah kain dibrames is only shayach when he is mashmash b'tchilo. Now, the Rishonim as the kasha, but the Gemara says, nashleach plini shifrosi also mikirasuach, asu mikirasuach. So keeping is a yoshim lasis lo kirasuach. So, and why? Because Mitzvah Kain Rames, but he was not mashulish the shifro. So the Ramban gives the peret. So then he says, "In case a my king is a yoshin lasis the sheep hotter as well, it can be ma hoso kim shomakach zochu ba'ashamayim uchemeisel ma'knosim shliadomi kol ze kozav ametamzal." This is my yoshin. So the Rabbi Tam himself has that kash in Sivra Yosha. So why does the Gemara say in Ashleach by playing Shifrosi? Daf Mem Udal. Omer Rabbi Echad, ki ose Rav Shmuel ba Yehud Omer Rabbi Echad, mi shomam mishas misose playing Shifrosi ki rasuach, ose sobe, yo ose lo ki rasuach, keipin ese Yoshi veisi lo ki rasuach. My time and mitzvah likayim dibrames. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Avesim of Raswach, Vimein Ruchon is Kare Rodoloi Shicho, Yishachiro. In other words, she has to be asked, what do you want? Suppose she says, I don't want to be Mishukha. Then there is no aloha of Mitzvah Kari Rames, because the Mitzvah Kari Rames is a schus that becomes vested in the beneficiary of that tzivu. But if the one who is supposed to benefit from the tzivu says, no, I don't want to be Mishukha, so then we're not giving the Yoshin. But if the Shifcha says, yes, I want to be Mishukha, so then Kevin is a Yoshin. Kevin is a Yoshin. Now, the Rambam Shite is a little different than Rashi. The Rambam Shite, that's the Rif Shite. In Perek Tes Mereshri Matone, Halochi Yivreis. Oma Pleini Shifkos Vahasu Lo Kera Suach, Eisi Lo Kera Suach, Vein Yivedes Elo Aveido Shirei Tzebo, Mikol Aavoide Is Ayidue Is Laavodim Vyeisei Moki. Vyeisei Moki. But Shichu not. What Rashi says, that Shichu also. So apparently Rabbi Tam agreed with Rashi. So Rabbi Tam himself has that kashi against himself, Mizrahi Yoshov. So he gives the teretz. Kim Shoma Kar Zocho Vashamayim Uchimese Matnosin Mishliyav. Kol Zekot HaTel. What's the pshat Zocho Vashamayim? Why Zocho Vashamayim? So we see. So the answer is, Mitzvah Kaidim Rames, according to Rabbi Tam, is not a mitzvah. Great. It's a schus. But that schus is only a schus to maintain that to preserve the tzivu of the mess. So mele, but he does not get his schus, the beneficiary of the tzivu, does not become invested with his schus to be made tzimome on the basis of the tzivames. So that's why Rabbi Tam says, if, let's say, the mess already was mashlish momen with someone, that it should be given to a certain person, so then he doesn't have to be made tzimomen from the Yoshi, because he only has to preserve the tzivu, to preserve the momen in accordance with the tzivu of the mess. So that kind of mishus he has. Mashenkin, if he's not mashish, so then he has to resort to a gvir to be made tzimomen from the yoshim. So mitzvah kaidim rames does not give him his chus to be made tzimomen. Only leharzik, not lemeitzi. So mele, Rabbi Tam says, vis-a-vis, and Evet Naili or Shifot Naili, since the Evet, the Shifcho, is Moshe Batzmei, and I mentioned that when we discussed the Rashbo at the beginning of Gittin. In other words, why do we say Teisa says that the reason is why there is no aloha of Tanine by get is because Mishim Gina killed Rabbon, and by Shtashi Chol there is also Nina Mikone. But the Rambam says Sheinu Yisur Kinyan Mamanes, and the Rashbo also said that. So why? Because by get there is no baldogo. The aloha of Taninon is that we have to retain for the baldogo. Get is isaveta. So then the question arose, all right, get is isaveta. But how about shichu? Shichu, there is a baldogo. So I mentioned the Ramban, the Rashbo, Rubasre, Ilvigabi Sheinbea, that the aloha of Taninon Mizuyev applies only leharzik, not lehitzi. There is a aloha of taninen on behalf of the nitva, but there is no aloha of taninen on behalf of the tebeah. Lehad lehitzi. And by evet, who is in muzik be'atzmei? Yeah, who is in muzik be'atzmei? The evet is in muzik be'atzmei. So on the contrary, if Bezdin would be taking Mizuyev on behalf of the ordinary, so Bezdin would in effect be Teir Mizuyeh in order to be Meiti. In order to be Meiti. The Eved from Mishus Atzmeh. And I mentioned a bit more in Gittin Daf Mem that in case of Isofik, so the Aloch is Abetz Mechavel of Raya, so in connection with Eved, who is considered the Mubu Zek? The Eved. The Eved. Because he doesn't require any Trise, he's moving Atzmeh. So the Mele, that's the Pshat of Ametam. The Pshat of Ametam is that Mitzvah Kaim Lames is Ischus, but the Chachomim were only Misakei Ischus of Laharzit Momen, not Ischus of being Meitzi Momen on account of the wish of the deceased, of the best. So Mele, in regard to Momen, so if he was Mashlish, so then it's not Lahitzi, it's Laharzit, because it is already left in escrow in accordance with a certain directive. So Mashiach came if it was not Mashiach, so it's Lehitzi, there is no schus of mitzvah Kaiti Rames, Lehitzi moment from the Yoshi. Mashiach came in regard to Shifo and Eved. So there since the Eved, the Ritva says that men in Gittin, that an Eved is more than Batsman, so it's always Lahazik. So he doesn't have to deposit the Eved in the scroll. The Eved is more than Batsman. So the Mele, so mainly the schus of mitzvah can be rameh is applied. All right, this is Rabbi Tamshi. Then he said, "Kol ze kosev Rabbi Tamshi on Rabban says." We see Rabbi Yosha. We have shown for each. Then he gives another tarets. The mishum mitzvah. The question is, why does the Gemara have a problem with explaining this mishnah? Why couldn't the Gemara explain this mishnah on the basis of mitzvah can be rameh? So he says, "We have shown for each the mishum mitzvah can be rameh is in keep the nisa." Shalom hu, Sharam Ginon, Mitzvah is saying with prayer here is a year. Vadova you do as in Cape Nason, who in the previous Rashes out, the Felix Michel in also. I will shan the sheep for Shekin Shoma Yasu Kirasuach, Nasa Kimapka Shiprose, Vyotza Lechelus, Vitzoya Ketchiko, we love Mitzvah kindly Brahmes, in the yellow can be shattered for. I will keep Shoma Lipono. Shall we study for Umitsulikai Dvoro, Midas Muroma, Vinasekim Afkiro, Ulfiho Kate, and they say, Lichtivloget. Now, so, the other tarets is, so then the Rabban gives another tarets, and the Kasher of Thesis. Why couldn't the Gemara explain the Mishnah on the basis of Mitzulikai Dvames? He says, as far as Mitzulikai Dvames is concerned, so it's a mitzvah. But there is no clear. Why is there no clear? Why is there no clear? So he says, in the same way as mitzvah, as Rashi says in Ksuves, as Rashi says in Ksuves, that mitzvah is saying in prayer, here is a via. So it gives. Now that's the Gemara in Ksuves. Now, the halach is that Eve, the father died, and then he left kakoes, so then the malve can be gave from the nechosim of the ocean, because there is a ship with nechosim. But suppose the mess, the father, the meirish, so did not leave any kakoes, he only left vitautali, so vitautali yasmeloi mishtabde, so the balcheiv cannot be gave from vitautali. However, even though he cannot be gave, but so there cannot be Baal Kolchei, there cannot be any Kriye. But he's still Mechuyev, the Yoshim are still Mechuyev to pay. Mitzvah Laisemi Mefreyach Ev Aviyah. When? If the father did leave the Chosim. But not Kakoi is Mitaldoi. If the father didn't leave anything, not even Mitaldoi, so then there is not even Mitzvah Laisemi to be Pereyach Ev Aviyah. To be Pereyach Ev Aviyah. That's the Gemara. So Gemara says, also the Kamed Abaye, Omer lehem mitzvah laisenin lifrei achiv avi. Achiv avi. So Rashi says, mitzvah laisenin lifrei achiv avi, mishim kli avi. And what is it? What mitzvah is it? Because of kibud av. Elo she'in li bezn li keifon al kach. The love mitzvah sasei mifureshesi. Ki suko bichlulet. Elo mitzvah bi'alme de rabon. Elo mitzvah de'alme de rabon. So, Rashi says that if the father left just mitalpelin, not kakoyes, so there is no shim chosim, but the children are mechuyev to pay the debt. But kviya there isn't. Kviya there isn't. Why shouldn't there be kviya? After all, there is aloche, and all mitzvahs there is kviya. So he says, this is only a mitzvah de rabban. This is what Rashi says. Now, Teitzvah, this is after the kalif, Rashi is after the kalif from the basics. Teitzvah that we wrote on the Dalet Exodus mentions the Rashi's pshat. Avo, b'dolekach ha'is b'chosim, that means if the father left only mitalteli, he didn't leave kachoes, mitzvah la'isim, ve'im keifi, ki dimuch ha'bibirat m'shoi nosu, ka ve'avut isho laktine de'ar, v'taime, so why is there any kviye? So Rashi says, because it's only mitzvah d'rabon. Since when is Kibedav only mitzvah d'rabonon? Kibedav is a mitzvah d'raisi. So why does Rashi say it's only mitzvah d'rabonon? The answer is, because we pass, like the mandoma, that the chiyuv of Kibedav is only mishalav, not mishalbet. Now, since the father did not leave any kakoes, so there is no shibud nechosi. So then, if the son will pay out of the mitaltalin that he was the yashin from the father, so then he will be mikayim mitzvah skibudav mishalbet, not mishalav. So the mele, there is no mitzvah of kibudav mitraiz in this case, because we pass like the mandoma that the chiyuv of kibudav is only to be mechavidav out of the money of the father, but this is his money. The mitaltalin that he yashin is his money. So there is no chiyuv of kibudav mitraiz. But with Rabbonon, there is a special takana. The of kibudav, even though it's his money. So since it's only with Rabbonon, so in the middle there is no kriya. So that's Rashi Shite. That on mitzvah Rabbonon, there is no aloche of makinesi ashadetz nafshi. But Teitzvah says something else. Teitzvah Shite is, that in the case that actually here there is a chiyuv of mitzvah of kibudav midrais. There is a chiyuv of kibudav midrais. Now, then what you ask, but we do paskin, like the mandoma, that the chiyuv of kibudav midrais, if the chiyuv of kibudav is only mishalav, not mishalben, and here it will be mishalben, but many rishonim say that when do we say that the chiyuv of kibudav is only mishalav and not mishalben? In other words, if the father has money, so then the son is not mechuyev to spend his own money to be mechavi the father. He can use the funds of the father. But if the father doesn't have money and the son has money, then everybody agrees that midraise is mechuyev to spend his own money and give that. So apparently, Teisva Shite is like this machine. That's why Teisva says that here the mitzvah is a mitzvah of kibudav midraise. But why isn't there? So the mele a mitzvah shemat mischor betzido. So there is no kli. So the Ramban says there's iteretz and the kashe of teitzves. Why doesn't the Gemara explain the mishneh of two monolish kleinim beis yitl lachamiso on the basis of mitzvah lekayim divrei anes? So the Ramban says iteretz that if it had been based upon mitzvah lekayim, there is no kli. Because it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So in other words, so you see, according to Rabbi Natan, according to Rav Netan, so then it's ischus. It's not just a mitzvah. It's ischus. And the meleter is kviyah and everything. But Tam says that this ischus only applies to a case where he was mashmish the mummy. In other words, it's ischus to be marzik in mumming of the mess, but not to be mates in the mumming of the mess. So, but it's ischus, not a mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. So then the question arises, but the Gemara in Ashaleach says, Kepinis Ayershim Beisla Kirasuach. And Rashi explains it. What does it mean? Kepinis Ayershim Beisla Kirasuach. It means that we are Mshacher. So we see why? Because by time in Mitzvah can't be a mess. So we see that there is Kriye, so how can the Rambam say that Amitz L'Kayim L'Ames there is no Kriye, so it's Gemara Mefureshes. So Bishleimei, the Rambam had said, like the leaf in the Rambam, that Kifin is a Yoshi, Meisim. Or anyway, I mean, so it's still being Kashi. According to the Rambam, according to the leaf in the Rambam, Kifin is a Yoshi, Meisim, according to the leaf in the Rambam, Kif Zayosh Mr. Kiroswa doesn't mean Shihor. In other words, that he should refrain from being matriya, from imposing hard labor upon him. He shouldn't be even be perach. Like this, one is allowed to be Mishabi Biferach in Evet Nayim. There is only a Nisar to be Mishabi Biferach in Evet Ibn. Vachichem the Israel Ish Biochi, Luisir Biferach. But Evet Nayim, there is no Nisar of Avidus Perach. But here, because of Mr. Tanib Amis, because of Mitzkan Rames, so he cannot keep him, the Yoshi, that they shouldn't be able to pass. So even according to the Rambam, there is a loch of Kriya. So the Rambam himself is the Kashi. Is the Kashi. So then he said, Abu Shaneshi. Shifra is different. Shekim Shoma Yosa Lokur Aswah Nase Kimafkir Shifrose Vyotza Lecheus Vitsoya Gechihu Vila Mitzli Kayim Divra Mes Eni Yelo Kimishatu Avon Mikim Shoma Libono Shalom Mishtabigo Umitzli Kayim Dvo Midaz Murona Vinase Kimafkiro Ufiko Kayim Nason Mikhli Vloget. And the Miri also mentions it. In the name of the Rambam. The same thing. V'yeshev, v'yacha sheveiz borizeh sheomar pimon ulitreinu ikimon ezeh ulitreini yishayu ayoshim litnei mitiras mitzvah likayim divrames bein bimon ezeh bein bimon estam sheharei din mitzvah likayim divrames nemar abibori shetzivo umeitz כמו שנסבור למטו, בינגן הילך מונה לפלני, וכי מצווה היא שכיפן עליו, וכי שאום בו פרק השולח, פלני שפחוסי עושה לכיר הסוח, יעשה לכיר הסוח, כיפן זה יושב לכיר הסוח, ופיר שאחרין הרבונים, שאין תצרם לדעת, שאין לי מצווה כאן להרבס נמר, כשהמצווה היצי הדורו מרשוסי, ומוסר יד שולש, כי נהילך מונה לפלני, הומו למטו, וכי משהו שמו יש לביטה, וכי תנו שקר לבני, שמוסר הנכוסים והאפוטרופס. אבל זה שאומר תנו, וכשמי סדיין המון מיודי, איני אומרים בו זה מצווה כאן דברמס. דירה בוכה, מתון שחיל מרע. דעתי את מצווה בו יקיין, כי מה יש מי לנקניר, מי שמצווה כאן מסע, או שלא נראה כי אלו כשאי צמון להיות. ואף על פי, שפרים שפרוס עדיין בשוס היצמי, הוא יוגעי שודה סליסקיס בעצמו, הרי כמי שיוצא מתרסיות. So, I mean, zoch na shamay, because she is the shusat. Then he says, v'yesh mitarzi, she mitzvah l'kayim in keifin es ha-yoshim olel, ki di mitzvah l'ayisem nifrei achim es ha-diyem, she in keifin olel, v'keir ha-shuach shol shifro, mikim she-oma, shalo yishtap dubo, harei hu kimu she-efkiro, v'arei hu omru, v'mavkir avde, yomei she-keif es ha-yoshim, או בקיר הסוח של שפרו, מקיר שאומר שלא ישתבלו בו, הרי הוא כמי שיבקירו. What the Ramban says. So the Ramban says that Mitzvah Kayim Ve'Ames, there is no Kriya. So why does the Gemara in Ashoyach say, plainly she posi also the kerasuach, yasu the kerasuach, so keifin is a yoroshi? Because there it's not on the basis of middle kind of a mess, it's on the basis since he says, yasu the kerasuach, so he indicated that he doesn't want that she should remain a shifre. So the melee it's like makir avde. So the melee it's keifin, he say, on the basis of makir avde. But the Gemara doesn't say it's on the basis of makir avde. The Gemara says, my time and mitzvah kind of rames. So let the Gemara say, my time, mishum shekib and shoma, yosu kiraswa, gilu es daite sheiv kiras avde. The Gemara says, my time and mitzvah kind of rames. So what's the pshat in Ramban? So we have to say that the Ramban shite is also that there is, it's not just a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah Rabbonon, like taking the lulev beyond the shame, or like any other, or a mitzvah Rabbonon, like lighting Hanukkah candles. This is a chayv. It's a chayv binod l'chaveire. It's also iskus. Even according to the Ramban, it's iskus. It's a chiyu. It's not just a mitzvah, like lighting Hanukkah candles. This is ischus, even according to the Ramban, it's ischus. But there are certain schusim where there is no shibut nechosim. And there are certain schusim where there is shibut nechosim. But this chiyuv is a chiyuv to the beneficiary of the tzivut. It's not just a mitzvah, terabonon, like lighting Hanukkah candles. In other words, it's ischus that is vested in the beneficiary. Let's say, if he said, tnu one of the plaini, so the plaini gets his chus, and the yoshim amichuyev, to the plaini, it's not just a mitzvah, not a mokke. It's a chiyuv to the plaini. But there is no shibut nechosim. According to the other shenim, there is a shibut nechosim. And there is kriya. But here, there is no kriya. But it doesn't mean why so. The Ramban mentions Rashi Shite Ligabe Mitzvah Laisenu Befreya Chivadiyah. So Rashi explains it on the basis of Kibudav. But why? Kibudav is not the Rabbanon, Kibudav is the Raise. The answer is, the Raise is not Mechuyev to do Kibudav with his own moment. He's only Mechuyev to do with the moment of it. Mishalav, not Mishalbet. And here, with the Rabbanon, so if the father left Mitaldali, so then he's mechuyev to do it. He's mechuyev to do it out of his own money. But it doesn't mean it's just a mitzvah. It's a chayv. Mitzvah is saying with freya chivavi, and that means that there is a shibud aguf. He's mechuyev to pay. He's mechuyev, he's indebted to that. But since it's only the Rabbanon, so there is no kriya. But it's a chayv, it's not just a mitzvah grade. So the mele, but since it's min rabbanon, so Rashi Shita is there is no kriya. Now, Rashi says that had it been midraise, so then if this kibudat had been midraise, then there would be kriya. But Tesis says a strong kashi against Rashi. The Gemara says in Chum that Kuflamed that Kol Mitzvah says she Shemat Tzchorah Bitzido Ein Bezni Shal Matu Kipnero, and the Gemara says it in regard to Kibudav, because there was a certain person who didn't give Kibudav, so someone wanted to be Makid. So the Gemara says no, you cannot be Makid. There is no Aloch of Kriya because it's Matu Tzchorah Bitzido. So why does Rashi say, because it's only the Rabbanon, the implication being that had it been with Raise, so there would be kriya? The answer is because kibudav is not just a mitzvah. Is not just a mitzvah b'nodu l'mokei. It's not kibudav is not just a mitzvah like putting on tefillin b'nodu l'mokei. Kibudav the Yerushalmi peye calls kibudav priyas chayv. So by kibudav, according to the mandoma that there is kibudav mishalav. So then there is shibud nechosim also. There is no shibud nechosim according to Mandoma who says Mishalav, because that is, does not come within the mitzvah of Yehudah to spend his own money. So that's why there is no Shivut Chosim. But if it would come within the mitzvah of Kibudav, then there is Shivut Chosim too. So by Kibudav. So the Mele, true, there is no Aloche of Makimisi, Achetitzi, Nafshi, and Kibudav. But Mitzach Shivut Chosim, Bezin would be Kefe, would collect the debt from the Yisraelim, if it had been Midrashi. So why is Bezin not Kefe him to pay the debt of the father? Because it's only a mitzvah midrabonon. But midrabonon, it's a chayv. Midrabonon, it's a real chayv. Kibudav in general is a priyas chayv, the Yerushalmi says. And according to Mandoma, that Kibudav is Mishal Ben, there is Shibud Nechosim also. But according to Mandoma, that Kibudav is Mishal Av, so maybe it's not shaykh to say Shibud Nechosim because he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. But let's say, according to the Rishonim, who say that even according to Mandoma, whom shall bear, but if the father doesn't have and the son has, so then he is mechuyev mishal ben, not only because of tzedakah, but because of kibudav, so there could be shivut nechosim also. So the only reason as to why we are not keife, the yoshim, the Rishonim, to pay up the debt of the father is because it's only mitzvah rabbonon. But with rabbonon, it's not a mitzvah grade, like lighting chanukah candles, or like taking an esri and not a shame. So it's a real chayv. It's a chayv. There is a shivut aguf. But since is the chiyuv is only with rabbonon, so there is no kriya and there is no Shivut Chosim, even though we do have Shivut Chosim in the Rabbanon. But here the Chachomim are not misaki Shivut Chosim. Since the Chayv is based upon the Mitzvah. Since the Chayv is based upon the Mitzvah, so maybe the Chachomim were not misaki Shivut Chosim. So what the Ramban says, that he doesn't mean that Mitzvah Kayim Rames is a Mitzvah like lighting Hanukkah candles. No, it is a Chayv. Mitzvah Kaidim Rames is a chiyuv to the beneficiary of the tzivu. And if the mayor said, no money will pay me, so it's a chiyuv. So the yoshim are mechuyev to give it to the plainy. Not just a mitzvah. But there is no kriyeh. Just as mitzvah Kaidim, just as mitzvah like saying on the prayer chiyuv avir. So it's a chiyuv, but there is no kriyeh. So here too there is no kriyeh. But it's whose it is. So he agrees with the same shite as Rabbetam, that it is schus. But there is one difference. Rabbetam says that when is there that schus to collect the money that is already in the shoes of the beneficiary? But if it is, but Lehitzi, he doesn't, the Chachomim will not misakin the schus, that the beneficiary should be able to be given to the Lehitzi woman from the Yoshi. That not. But in the case where the mess was mashlish, left money in escrow, so then he has his schus to collect it, because it's not late, it's lahazik. So the Ramban says, even if he was mashlish, money in escrow, it's still late. Because why? It's not late from the ocean. But it wasn't given to the shorish, that it should be his. It was given to the Shomish to do something. So whose moment is it? It's the Balamomim's moment. And then when the Balamomim died, when the Bitzadeh died, so the Yoshim stand in the shoes of Balamomim. So in other words, the possession of the person with whom it was deposited, that's considered as the possession of the Yoshim. So it's always late. So that's the reason as to why we cannot be kefe, the shomish, to give it away. Because it's always lazy. In other words, we cannot be kefe. We cannot be kefe, the yor, we cannot be kefe, the shomish to give it away, if, after all, the shomish has no right to express an opinion. The shomish can only say, the yoshim tell me not to fulfill the wish that's avoided of their father. So the mele, we cannot tell the Shomish that he should give it away, because then we'll be came for the Yoshim to give up their money. That is in their issues. It's even when the Shomish gives it up. So it's still Meitzi Miyad Rav Shusa Yoshe. Because the Shomish kept it for their father. So Mimele, there is no sins, there is no Shimut Nechosim. So Mimele, there is no Kriye. So even if he was Mashmish the money, he still cannot become the Yoshe. Because he's still 80. Mashim came in connection with Shifre or with 90. So he doesn't need any Kriye. Because the Shifre is Muzik Yatzme. So since there is a Chiyuv upon the Yoshim to fulfill the wish of the father, so the Meile, the Shifre, has a schus to be Mazek Yatzmo, and she is not Mechuseres any Kriye. In the case, in other words, the Ramban also holds that there is, but the Ramban shita is there is no kri, and that's whose there is no kri. Even if he was mashlish, there is no kri. Mashlish came with gabe shifro, so he says we don't have to resort to kri, since there is this on the basis of mitzvah kain brames. So he equal. So the shifro, she's not mechuseres as an ingredient. She's mozekes beatzmo. So mimele, she did that. Since the yoshim always has a chayv the shichu. So mimele, it's considered as if he was martyr. Not that tzavoy itself is a lotion of hefker. Hefker requires a lotion of hefker. But he mentions, the Ramban mentions the aloche. Hamafker asabde yotam chayus. We saw the Chichu, and then the Aloch is, and came from his Oden to be Mishach. And suppose the Oden was Mafia the Eved, and then he died, so then the Aloch is that business came to the Yoshi to be Mishach. So there is Aloch that once the King of Moment, an Oden has an Eved to Kiyoni, a King of Moment, a King of Nisa. So there is a general Aloch that once the King of Moment is spoke up from the Eved, for whatever reason, the King of Moment spoke up, so Bezdin escaped the Oden to be Mishachet. So the Ramban Shiti is that Mitzlikai Vames is a schus, but it's a schus that does not involve Shibud Nechosim. So Meles, since it doesn't involve Shibud Nechosim, so there is no Kriya either, because the whole schus is grounded in the Rabbanon. So there is no Kriya in schus that is grounded in the Takkanes Chachamim. So in Meilen there is no Kriya. But since a schus there is, so on account of the schus of Mitzvah Rames, the Shifre was Zeche Ba'atzmo. In the Kriya moment she was Zeche Ba'atzmo. Why was she Zeche Ba'atzmo, the Shifre? Because of Mitzvah Rames. Once she was Zeche Ba'atzmo, in the Kriya moment he spoke us, so in Meilen the Shifre had the same status as Mafkir Avdei. So then there is another aloche, that when the Noden is Mafkir Be'eved, and then he dies, if he doesn't die, so we are keeping the Noden himself, and if he does die after he was Mafkir, we are keeping the Yoshim. So here the Kriya is because of the general aloche, that where the King of Moment is Poka, so then, where the King of Moment is Poka, so then we are keeping the Noden, or the Yoshim of the Noden, to be Mishache. But why was the King of Moment Poka? Not because of Mafkir. He wasn't Mafkir, he only said, Asulo Kereshuach. And what does Asulo Kereshuach mean? Whatever she'll demand. But if she'll demand just a diminution in her work, so then we are not Kefe the Yoshim to be Mishache. But if she says, she demands, she insists upon Shichu, then we are Kefe the Yoshim. So in other words, so the tzibur of Asilo Kereshuach did not constitute a hefker. But the Kiyamomen was spoken on the basis of the schus that the shifro they acquired. And since she doesn't require any gvir because she is Mosekes Be'atzmo, it's not like collecting momen from the Yoshim or even from the hands of the Sholish, who is keeping it, who is a shamer on behalf of the Yoshi. The Shifro is Mosekes Be'atzmo, so she's not Mechuseres in the Bria. So the Meile automatically, when